Magistrates in North Carolina can now refuse to perform same-sex marriages on religious grounds. This after the House voted to override Governor McCrory's veto of the legislation. In a moment, we'll hear the story of a couple in the 1970s who magistrates refused to marry and the legal fight that ensued. But first, WFAE's Tom Bullock reports on the vote in the House and reaction to North Carolina's new law.
After spending more than a week working up enough support to override the governor's veto, it took House Speaker Tim Moore just 4.5 minutes to go from saying this...
Calendar, Senate Bill 2, Corporal Reed.
...to this...
The motion does pass by the required 3/5 vote. Senate Bill 2, having been overridden, becomes law.
Sad day in North Carolina.
House Minority Leader Larry Hall speaking at a press conference after the magistrate bill became the magistrate law.
And the institution took a big hit today in the way this was done.
Because today, 10 members of the House were absent, meaning it would take 66 votes to override the veto. And the final tally was 69 voting yes. But that is 3 votes shy of what would have been needed if all representatives were in attendance. When they take office, magistrates are required to take an oath to uphold the laws of the land. Governor Pat McCrory, speaking on Charlotte Talks earlier this year, said that was why he would oppose the bill.
I don't think you should have an exemption or a carve-out when you swore an oath to the Constitution of North Carolina or to the Constitution of the United States of America.
The governor reiterated that belief in a statement today. That is flawed logic, says Tammy Fitzgerald, executive director of the North Carolina Values Coalition.
There's no constitutional right to have a certain magistrate marry you, but there is a constitutional right to exercise your religious belief.
Magistrates and registers of deeds in North Carolina now have the ability to opt out of performing same-sex marriages on religious grounds. But if they do so, they will also be barred from performing any other marriages. That makes this fair, says Fitzgerald.
The bill is written, it does not discriminate, and if they want to waste money on going to court, then that's their choice.
They would be the ACLU and Equality NC, two groups long opposed to the magistrate opt-out. Both are now looking towards the courts. Chris Scrow is the executive director of Equality NC.
I don't think that this is constitutional legally. Again, the intent is very clear to be discriminatory.
Against same-sex couples seeking legal marriage. Sarah Preston, acting executive director of the North Carolina chapter of the ACLU, agrees. And she worries this sets a dangerous precedent.
You could have magistrates refusing to perform marriages for interfaith couples, interracial couples.
Because the wording of the exemption clause in North Carolina's new law is broad enough that any religious belief could be grounds for a magistrate to recuse themselves. And there is a history of that here in North Carolina, as you'll hear about next. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.